Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:22 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Mark Zeno in for Bo Morgan today, and Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We will talk about the Falcons in a moment. But
do we have to?
Well, we can talk about this for a moment, because Mike and I got into a heated debate last week as we were heading into Thanksgiving.
Oh, God, yeah.
About traffic and the worst way to get out of Atlanta. And, Mike over here doesn't seem to think there's anything down 75
okay, here's
south.
No. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do this. She was like, everybody and their mothers on 75 south. You can easily get out anywhere else. And I'm like, whoa. She's like, people heading to Tampa, people headed to Miami, people headed to Disney World. That's why this came up with you. And I was like, you know, I think a lot of people leaving Atlanta are probably flying to those destinations. As opposed to, like, if you're going to Chattanooga or Charlotte or Birmingham or, the Destin 38 area, you're going all different directions. And I was like, really, within driving distance is what I was trying to say. Uh-huh. And Allie just threw me under the bus. I was like, there's really not that much on 75 South driving distance-wise that you would be headed towards.
You're probably correct. I would also tell you that I'm the wrong person to ask about this. Because the calculus in my mind, drive through the toll, even if I don't have it, drive on the shoulder and pay the ticket,
no.
I don't care.
You don't?
I will drive down the whole entire. I do not care. You pull me over? Fine.
You're talking to two rule followers right here.
Okay, my logic is it cost me $250 to drive down there, and I'm totally okay with it.
You're the person you drive by and I go, oh, they're so important.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not a question.
No, she's right.
You know what it is?
What?
I'm an inconsiderate a-hole. Like
that's, exactly. That's what she said.
Yeah. That's what I said in a nicer way.
That's basically what it is.
Is it like, the New York in you?
I just don't, at this stage of life, I don't have the patience to wait for anything.
Wow, but everybody else should.
What? That's your choice.
Lot,
you're waiting by choice.
No, it's not. It's
by
because
choice.
That's the societal rules and laws put in place by this country.
Okay.
I would hope that a man like you would have more, you know, recognition of the laws put in place by this great government.
I do have recognition of the laws, and I'm willing to acknowledge that if I break them and somebody wants to punish me for it, that I will pay it. Okay.
This is one of the most insane confessions I've ever heard.
I know, man.
Heard.
Hey, Georgia State Patrol, everybody else listening, yes, I will drive on the shoulder. I don't.
Shout out to the GSP. You know what I mean?
I don't. You.
Dude,
than,
I
hey, went, officer, here's my license. Here's my registration. This literally happened. We were on my brother and I, a bunch of us. This is like, you know, a long time ago. We were driving down to the beach one time, and I was sitting in traffic. I was driving on the shoulder, and I got pulled over.
Good.
And four of us in the car.
Dude, that's
and the
awesome.
Cop said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I just didn't feel like waiting in traffic. I'm not going to lie to you." He's like, "Okay, don't do it again. Here's your license back."
Oh, I'm so mad.
And you didn't get anything?
No.
I'm so mad about that.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't have the patience to wait.
Shout out to find, you know, look, we've had Brookhaven PD show up at the show before,
mm-hmm.
other counties, things like that.
Agent 78.
Yeah, Agent 78. There you go. I if you're listening right now, please give this man a ticket next time you see him.
Okay. Listen. You know what I pray on? The spirit of the law, okay? The spirit of the law.
I will say this. I lived right next to I-85 when it collapsed, like 10 years ago.
Okay.
We lived right off like Druid Hills area.
Yep.
I was in that traffic headed on 400. I was working at Cox Media at the time of the perimeter. Mm-hmm. And there was a girl that went around traffic and hit one of the drainage grates. Ooh. And literally took the front bumper off of her car.
Oof.
As
yes.
It bought, and I was like, let's go.
Karma, baby. 100%.
Let's go.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, my God. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. I was like, yes. Yes.
The karmic universe will come and back to you. I totally agree, 100%. And if it would happen to me, you'd have every right to cheer.
Oh, my God.
And when you said to me, what were you doing? I was like, I was being stupid.
I have to know.
You know, I liked you a minute ago. Well, now we're having issues.
We got to talk about the Falcons, but I have to know, like, when you put in GPS and it gives you a time, your ETA, do you just watch it tick down and you're like, haha?
Oh, I play beat the GPS everywhere I go.
Oh, my God.
There is absolutely, I will, when I'm going somewhere, if it says like 6:53, you know, yeah. And it's like, I will be like, I'll be there 6:45.
He's that guy that turns left from the straight lane.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? He's that guy that turns left from the straight lane.
Okay, so can I? Here's a traffic test. Ready? You're driving down the road. There is a left-hand turn lane.
Yes.
Okay? And you are the first car there, and the light is green, but cars are coming the other way. Are you behind the white line, or you're in the middle of the intersection?
Middle of the intersection.
Yeah, middle.
100%. Yeah, fine. That's the way you do it.
Yes, okay. 90% of people don't do that. You know what I do? If the person isn't doing that, I will drive and pull right in front of them and sit.
Don't.
Yes, I will. Sit right in the middle. If you're not going to be in the middle of an intersection,
I don't hate that.
I am going to be.
Here's what I know that you do now is when that left-hand turn lane's backed up, you
cut
just go in the straight lane.
If you wanted to be in that open spot, you would have been there. If you wanted to be in that open spot, you would have been there. I can't.
Oh, this is
fascinating. Allie, you might have to take it the rest of the way.
This
I might have to step out of here.
I swear, I say to Mike at least once a day, like, I wish I was a little bit more like that person, but I'm just not. Like, I wish I could.
My conscience won't let me do it.
Now, on that last one, Zeno's cooking with that last one. There's nothing wrong with being opportunistic.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong. Hold on.
Tell him.
I'm not talking about the zipper technique here. Like, I'm talking about being in the straight lane and turning left because you don't want to wait behind the
equator. Oh, no, not doing that.
No, I don't do that. Like, I drive alongside the turn lane, and as soon as I see an opening, I pop right in.
Oh, yeah.
That. Yeah,
no, I don't have any problem.
Okay,
no, that's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that is opportunity.
No, because
you
want to know what happened. That's like actually dangerous, a good way to get sideswiped when you do that, right?
Yeah. Because
some people don't know how to
Allie
turn.
Allie almost hit me like that not too long ago.
Some people don't know how to turn and stay
Holy
in their actual
straight.
Turning angle, so they ride out a little bit farther.
Yeah.
That's an accident waiting to happen that is 100% your fault.
So
it's
riding on the shoulder of the highway.
No, that's fine. There's grass there.
It's
unbelievable,
not even
this
the
guy.
Road unbelievable. Anymore. All right. Well, speaking of opportunities, the Falcons have an opportunity this weekend against the Seahawks.
They do what?
Yes, they do.
So today is the day, though. We got to close the door on that Falcons-Jets game. Just look forward to Sunday against the Seahawks. We know the issues with special teams. What kind of changes, if you're Raheem Morris today, what kind of changes are you making going into Sunday?
Is Jamal Agnew your returner?
Yeah, how about let's start there. You know, you guys know my hatred for kickers, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm well aware.
Punt returners are getting dangerously close to that level.
They're getting up there.
Can you give me
a rating of out of 10 for each one? Is kickers 10 out of 10?
Kickers is 50 out of 10.
Okay, where is the punt returner?
9 out of 10.
Is it just Jamal Agnew? Or is
no,
it all punt
it's
returner?
All of them. This maniacal. When did we stop standing at the 10-yard line, and when the ball goes over our head, we let it go?
It is now the 8. I know that.
Why? What do you need 2 yards for?
Dave asked Raheem about that after the game, and Raheem was just like, it was done. He shouldn't have done it. I don't know why he's doing that.
I asked him about it on Monday. Excuse. He said the same thing. He shouldn't have done it.
The
hero ball that punt returners play is maniacal.
The problem with the fact that Jamal Agnew is the one that did that, and I brought this up, is as much as we lack depth in the wide receiver core, all he does is return. You can't just be a returner and make those kind of mistakes.
Right. If you're just a returner, it's a specialized returner. 99% catch.
I completely
don't fumble
agree.
The ball rate.
And, completely agree. So that's where I'd start out.
Here's
to answer your question. Yes, I would start with a different returner this week.
The other part is that, like, guys, optically, this is such a mess. Like, you can't dump your wide receivers coach for performance and then go 13 weeks.
I don't believe
it's
this.
Well,
I don't believe it.
That's what they told us.
Yeah, I know what.
Okay,
you believe everything they say?
Well, I've been around here long enough to say no.
Yeah,
but you can't do that and then allow the performance of the special teams to be where it is and not hold anybody accountable. And that's a real issue. And you know, for an organization that at times has been accused of being overly loyal and too loyal to a fault, This feels, I can't say with any certainty because I don't have all the inner workings, but it feels it's a little bit like that. Here's the other problem, guys, that all these little microcosms, all these little micro things, okay, that keep coming up, bring you back to the higher level organizational flaws that are there, and that's what's frustrating for the fan base, right?
For sure. And I think the problem for a lot of fans, including myself, is it feels like there is a lack of vision. And I know we're going to get in this conversation as we move throughout the show, but it does feel like there is a lack of vision, like a linear thought process from the top down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that that's one of the things that has been exposed this year. And I think you're right. I think he's talked about holding people accountable. I think he has held people accountable that he's allowed to hold accountable. I think that Ike Hilliard's one of those people. I think Ray McLeod's one of those people. I don't think for one minute that he didn't have a good reason to fire Ike Hilliard. And I don't think it was performance-based. I've been around enough locker rooms to know that doesn't happen in week three.
There's some personality flaws there that have been grinding for a
while.
And
I think it had a lot to do with Ray and probably some boiling tensions from other situations.
Right.
Now, he's not going to come out and say that.
No.
And people are like, why wouldn't he tell the truth? There's probably some kind of legal liability in there. You know what I mean?
You had to fire him for performance.
You
don't bring inside locker room stuff out to the media.
100%.
That's a sacred ground. When you start doing that, you're especially when you're the coach. Players want to do that. Air something. It's a different conversation.
And you've seen Ray start to do that.
You know that. Do the coach or the GM ever walk into the locker room? Almost never. They don't belong in that room.
I don't think
that stuff out.
In the 5 years I was with the Falcons, I bet I saw Thomas Dimitroff walk through the locker room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Once.
Yeah. They just don't go there. There's no reason for them to be there. Players don't want them there. That's their turf, their territory. So, you know, if players are going to bring stuff out from that, it's almost they can hold each other accountable in that room, but coaches can't bring that stuff out.
I one time was sitting in the locker room. Our whole team was sitting in the locker room before like a Saturday walkthrough. And I won't say his name, but an NFL insider that works for a major media outlet walked in the locker room because he was friends with one of our celebrity players, and everybody in the locker room walked out. Like every single person walked out.
That'll send you a message.
Either went, like half of them went to the dining hall, half of them went out on the field, half of them went to meeting rooms. Like every single one of them walked out. And of course, that guy didn't realize what was going on, but it was like, okay, every conversation in here just stopped. You're not going to be able to speak freely with people like that in the locker room. And that's just the way it is. And that's the way it should be.
Speaking of walking out, what's the attendance going to be like this weekend? Ooh.
How many tickets did Mike McDonald get requests for?
do you believe that matters to this organization?
Yeah, 100%. No, absolutely. I don't believe. I
genuinely don't think it does, and I'll tell you why. Because I've seen this repeatedly for 11 years since I've been here.
What do you mean?
Stadium's never full. Like,
so you don't think it matters to the organization, or you don't think it matters to the fans?
No. I don't think it matters to the organization as much as fans think it do.
Why?
Because it's one, tickets already paid for.
You don't, but I think What I have a problem with, I think you're trying to insinuate, is you don't think the Falcons are trying to win games.
No. That's okay. What I'm saying. No. I'm not saying that at all.
I was going to say, I mean, if that's what you're trying to tell me, I'm like, okay, miss me with that.
So if the fans want to voice some sort of protest, the only way they can do it is with their wallet and not show up to the game and everything else, is what I'm saying. How many people are going to be in the – I don't think it matters to the organization wholly that people aren't going to show up this weekend if they decide not to.
I would love to look at the attendance throughout this season.
But I don't think it's – like, we had the same problem at the Georgia Dome. It's not – to me, it's not a PSL thing.
No, it's not. My point is like
– But why don't you think it matters? Because that – to me, like, I think what you're saying is they don't care about winning, which they absolutely do.
No, they do. I'm more talking about it from the fans' angle who would try to stage some sort of protest.
So what more do you think the team can do to get people to come?
You have to win games.
Exactly. That's what my point is. Like, you're trying to tell me they're not trying to win?
No, they are trying to win.
Okay. No, I think they do care. I think they've done everything they can to win. My point is,
I think to a certain extent it's a little silly to try and stage a walkout or...
Oh, I agree.
Like, that whole don't show up
thing.
This
just doesn't happen with blue blood NFL teams.
It's not even that. It's the business model doesn't... The tickets are already paid for.
That's what I'm saying.
Paid for.
But that's why I said it's not a PSL thing to me either. I mean, this happened when I was here.
It's not telling anybody in the organization, hey, things are bad right now. I'm sure they're aware of that.
Yeah. I think they've gathered that. Even when we were a 10-11 win team, we still had struggles against the Blue Bloods.
Right. So I don't know that moves the needle the way certain fans think it will.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it's 7 this morning. We are going to talk about the future of the Falcons and what we see happening. But this Friday, I want you to join us, the morning shift at Publix at Highland Station in Smyrna, for a special broadcast. You can come on in, pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. Come say hello to us. We're going to be doing the show from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. It's the morning shift this Friday, 6 to 9 at Publix Highland Station in Smyrna. We will all drive there very safely and follow the laws.
Coming up,
the latest college football playoff rankings are out. A lot of questions surrounding that we got to cover. And we've got my Mac drop. Guys, we found the next Mark Zeno. He's not afraid to ask the tough questions.
Wow.
I got to play this audio for you.
Wait a minute. I didn't realize I was the first Mark Zeno.
I've got to play this audio for you. It had people rolling yesterday. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.